I own up to who I am. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California. And these people who come through here are every kind of a person, from a housewife to the normal worker who works in a factory or who works in an office. We have people coming through here who are mothers and fathers, sisters and brothers, aunts and uncles and cousins. We have people coming through the university courses who are monks and nuns and priests and ministers and rabbis and every possible clergy of the universe. We have had Hindus, we have had Swamis, and we've had people representing virtually every religion and every culture and every what you could think of. And they come here and they say, wow, what a glorious philosophy. What a glorious teaching you have here. Be yourself and have fun. Oh my, could I only practice that myself? That's really the question, isn't it? Can I only practice that myself? This is the big feature that all of us face. Can we only practice whatever it is we feel is wonderful? Now, just on the simplest terms possible, can we practice being a nice person? Can we practice being a person who allows other people to have their attitudes, their world, their way of thinking? Can we practice being harmonious, happy, peaceful, joyful people? Can we practice living the teachings that Jesus the Christ gave thousands of years ago? Can we practice the teachings of the ancient Mosaic Fathers? Can we practice the teachings of the Hindus, the Gurus, the Bhagavad Gita? Can we practice the teachings of the Islamic faith? Can we practice the teaching of all these things? When we get down to the basics of every teaching, it is living on this world as the most beautiful, wonderful, fulfilled being possible to be. The basics of every teaching are that we respect ourselves first as a divine being, and everyone else equally as a divine being. Can I be who I am? Can I follow my belief? Can I live who I am? That's a question we all ask ourselves, and very seldom do we come up with the fulfilled answer. Truly, can you be who you are? Well, it's not a matter of the name tag. You can be a Catholic, a Jew, Islam, Hindu. You can be all these various things, and they're quite interesting. But can you practice that? Can you practice being whatever you believe you are? Now, you really have no trouble at all in practicing being a mathematician if you're a mathematician. You're just good at it. You have no trouble practicing being a housewife if you're a housewife, or an office worker, or a given profession. You have no trouble with that. Sometimes perhaps you do, but basically, you have no trouble telling people that that's who you are. Now, where does the trouble begin? The trouble begins not in finding out things that make us happy, the finding out who we are, finding out that what philosophy turns us on. And actually, it's not the philosophy that turns us on, it's the people that present the philosophy. Because we fall in love with the people who present the philosophy, the teacher, the guru, the leader. And then we attempt to live our life based upon their lives rather than upon what they teach. And this is where we get into trouble. Do we really want to base our life on their lives and or what they teach, or do we really want to base our life on what we believe about ourselves? Now, what do you believe about yourself? What is it that you believe who you are? Who really are you? Are you a beautiful being? Are you a beautiful consciousness? Are you a beautiful attitude of mind? Are you something that is absolutely fantastic, glorious, wonderful? Is this who you are? Or are you someone that needs to reveal and unfold exactly who you are? Are you someone who needs to come to a conclusion of knowing what direction your life is? Well, if that's the case, then we have lots and lots of troubles. Lots and lots of troubles. Not because any one of them are bad or good, but only because you haven't made up your mind who is your leader, who is your guru, who is your master, who is your teacher, who is the allness that you are. And of course, that is just what it's all about. Who is the allness of who you are? Many of us have had great gurus and teachers and leaders and inspirational beings who have touched our lives and lifted us to great heights of delight and awareness where we said, wow, yes, 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 I believe that, I believe that. And in their presence, we are able to believe it. In their presence, we are able to practice it. In their presence, we are able to say, I am a Catholic, I am an Islam, I am whatever I am. And then we go away from that charismatic leader, and we go into our life, and we try to put into practice the beautiful teachings that we've been given. And in the process, we fall flat on our face. We fall flat on our face because in the vibrations and in the presence of the charismatic leader, things just seem to work out beautifully, because that's the consciousness that's there. Now, if we want to have that same feeling that we experience with that wonderful person, that wonderful teaching, then it's up to us to put that into practice in our everyday life. In our everyday life, can we be unconditionally loving? Wow, what a wonderful thing that would be if in our everyday life we could be unconditionally loving. What a wonderful thing it would be if every day of our life we could like ourselves just the way we are, because we are wonderful. We could like ourselves just the way we think of ourselves and create ourselves and are, because we are very nice. We're very nice people, and we really believe that, we really think that. But our problem comes when we compare ourselves to others, because others seem to be able to do things that we only wish we could do. Others seem to have a generous heart, a loving consciousness. Others seem to be unconditionally loving in circumstances that turn us off. Oh, yes. Life is filled with adventures for us. Life is filled with wonderful experiences for us. But can we afford to be who we are? Can we really afford to be who we have learned to be or claim that we are? We don't have to go around pronouncing to the world that we are Catholic or Protestant or bisexual, homosexual, or heterosexual. We don't have to go around pronouncing to the world all of these things, how we live, and what our attitude is toward ourselves. It's pronouncing it very strongly, very powerfully. But the difficulty is in being these things. Do we like ourselves as we are being these things? Are we the best Catholic that ever walked the face of the earth? Do we believe in our tenets 100%? Are we the best Jew that ever spoke our wonderful, positive thoughts about who we are? And every other faith. Are we the best man? Are we the best woman that we have the capacity to be? Are we the best child? Do we teach our children to be their best? to be their personal best, their spiritual best, their mental best, their best in what pleases them and delights them. Do we teach that to ourselves? Can we pronounce to the world who we are? Or are we afraid? Are we afraid to stand up for principles that we hold dear, presumably? When someone is violating a principle, do we say, hey, I do not partake of that, and leave or stay and do something? But can you do that? Can you stand up for who you are? Do you stand up for who you are? Or do you run from pillar to post looking for a name to put your name underneath it? Do you look for a philosophy, a way of life, a mannerism of life, and then you put your name under it? That's not really you. What's really you is what you believe and what you practice every moment of your life, what you think every moment of your life, who you are every moment of your life. That's the only thing that matters. That's the only thing that makes any difference in this world, is who you are, what you believe, what is important to you, what are your values, what are the things that turn you on, what is your original purity and integrity. You know, very few people know what that is. And the reason very few people know what their original purity and integrity is because they always compare themselves to others. And when we begin to look in our own heart, soul, and being, we find that the integrity that's there is glorious, is wonderful, it's fantastic. True, many people might not understand it, but that's not your problem. Your problem is, do you understand it? Do you love it? Do you believe it? Is it who you are? We have trouble standing up in this world because we're standing up to somebody else's point of view. We're standing up to somebody else's image of us. When we figure out who we are and be ourselves and have fun in living it, oh my, what a glorious life we begin to lead. How we have returned to our original purity and integrity, how we have returned to that beingness which is our true nature, and then we don't have to proclaim that we are this, that, or the other thing. We just are. Are you a loving person? You don't have to say, I'm a loving person. Are you a gentle, kind, unconditionally loving being? You don't have to say that. When you are that, then that's what makes all the difference in the world. That's what makes the only difference in the world. Be who you are. Stand up for who you are, and know that whoever you are, it is the most exciting adventure in the world. And don't worry about calling yourself a name. Don't worry about saying I'm a monk, or saying I'm a man or a woman. Don't worry about saying that I'm loving. Be it. And when you be it, then all the world looks at you and says, oh, what a wonderful person. I think I'll follow them. They'll become my guru. And don't ever let that happen. Don't ever let that happen. If anyone wants to make a guru out of you, you just say, hey, you're beautiful yourself. Walk your own path. Be yourself. And delight in yourself. And compare yourself to no one except to your highest and best. And that is the direction you want to go, and that's the direction you want to be, and that's who you are now and always. Enjoy that, because that's what I enjoy about me. And have a lovely day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.